So the question is, can I discuss the link between contraception and breast cancer, and also the link of Planned Parenthood, breast cancer, and the eugenics movement? So first of all, let's talk first about abortion and breast cancer. I think the evidence is a little bit stronger there. There's a lot of evidence, many studies that show that women who've had abortions, particularly if it's the first pregnancy, particularly if it's a young woman, and particularly if it's an early first trimester pregnancy, that they have a higher risk of abortion, maybe two times the risk later on in life. And there are some studies that don't show that, but most of the better studies do show that. There also are studies showing that contraception can increase the risk of breast cancer. And in fact, the World Health Organization has said that hormone replacement, anyway, should be considered a carcinogen. And there are some studies showing that women, older women on hormone replacement do develop more breast cancer. That's been fairly well established. But now the link is also with contraception, with the birth control pill. And again, most of the better studies do show it, while some studies don't. Unfortunately, the people like at the National Institutes of Health and who are in charge of giving the official federal statements on this are very pro-contraception. So it's no surprise that they come out and say, no, the studies don't show any evidence of contraception causing breast cancer. And that's what all the internists, the family physicians, and the gynecologists hear, and that's what they believe. So that's why doctors will tell you there's no link. But I think there really is a link there, and that's something that has to be studied more. And there's a physician, Chris Kallenborg, who has studied this and has written a book and several articles on this that really do substantiate this. And Planned Parenthood, interestingly enough, has a strong link with the breast cancer movement, and the Susan Komen Foundation actually gives money to Planned Parenthood, which to me seems rather odd that you give money to someone who's creating the disease that you're trying to cure. But anyway, that's going on, and I think it's important for you to realize when you do donate, you know, your charitable dollars, to know where your money might be going eventually. It might be headed to Planned Parenthood. And the other question about the eugenics movement, well, it's no secret at all that Margaret Sanger, who started Planned Parenthood, was a eugenicist, and she believed in the superiority of the Caucasian race. She wrote about blacks being substandard, subhuman, and how contraception would be a great way to limit their growth. And in fact, some of the strategies of Planned Parenthood were to get African-American ministers on board so that they could lead their entire flocks in Protestant churches to the acceptance of contraception. And many of you may know Pastor Walter Hoy up in Oakland, and he writes that he's at the current rate of contraception and abortion in the black community, that the black race in the United States will be exterminated because they're not replacing themselves. And that really was the goal of Margaret Sanger when she started Planned Parenthood, or one of the goals, I should say. So all that is really coming to play, and all you have to do is read about what she wrote. She herself incriminates herself and incriminates the whole organization which has followed her path.